WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off day is listen to the rap, and now...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night. You know what that means. It's The Rack, and we get to talk professional wrestling, sports, and entertainment. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lids Ward. Come on, WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTRLive to interact with us live tonight, because we get to talk women's wrestling, the Evolution, PLE, and more.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about, especially in terms of Evolution. It was quite the happening.
It was.
So let's jump into the news brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And the first things are first. NXT Heatwave is to take place on August 24th in Lowell, Mass. Tickets should be on sale too. Hey, Brent, we see the homework. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
He got it right in at 10 o'clock. Like,
well, you know,
it's,
like you do.
It's stuck in right at, you know, a deadline.
I mean, technically, he had till the end of the show to do it.
He did, but also it would be good to have it at the start of the show, which he got it in there right on time. Like, running late to class, getting it in, throwing it down on the table. Anyway, yeah.
He just kind of chucked it in the door.
Check it in there. Tickets should be on sale shoe for Lowell, Massachusetts.
El Grande Americano will replace the New Wave Pack's celebrity guest with a unique entrance and video plus moveset. He will be automatically entitled to players who own the New Wave Pack. Season pass, ringside pass, Dead Man Edition plus Bloodline Edition in September. So congratulations to everybody that bought all that. You get a free El Grande Americano.
Okay, so there was a celebrity. There was like two celebrities that were supposed to be announced. And the first one was supposed to be in the first pack that came out, in the New Wave one that came out a couple months ago. We all kind of figured who it was. And they said, it's delayed. This one person's delayed because they're going to make an announcement on television about it. And they never did. And they never did. The internet believes Fiend. And it fell through. So, no Travis Scott. But we get El Grande Americano with new moves and everything in September. Even though it's probably going to be Gable's moves and anyway.
It's fine. So, it's fine. Everybody is fine.
It's fine. I don't know why it's coming in September, because it's whatever.
Reasons.
It is what it is.
Literally reasons. You'll take El Grande 1,000 times over Travis Scott. Wow. That's big coming for me, LeMans.
Okay. WWE and Fanatics are growing their partnership, with two sides now working together to produce a slate of online video games. It was announced today that WWE and Fanatics Betting and Gaming have reached a licensing deal to produce WWE-themed online casino games that will launch at the end of the month. There are five games that will be available. They are being produced in partnership with casino game developers Boom Entertainment and Games Global. The games are as follows: WWE Blackjack from Boom Entertainment, Raw Multiplier Melee from Boom Entertainment, SmackDown Big Money Entrance from Boom Entertainment, and then WWE Bonus Rumble Gold Blitz from Games Global, and Clash of the Wilds. The fuck from Games Global? Do I want to know?
No.
Clash? What?
I have no idea. Okay. I have no idea what any of these are. But hey, you can get them from WWE and Fanatics Gambling.
Four of them are like on theme. And then there's Clash of the Wilds. And I have questions. Like, is it like a cross with like Breath of the Wild or something? Am I getting WWE Genshin?
No.
Damn. Actually, the fact that they haven't gone for Gacha yet is kind of funny to me.
That's what it
Maybe
is.
Maybe they haven't gotten there yet. They haven't gotten there yet. That's Check. What it is. That's oh. It, yeah. Oh, it's cards. Duh.
Yeah, it's cards. It's poker. Yeah.
I heard Clash of the Wilds and my brain went somewhere else. I'm sorry. I do the waifu gambling. I don't do the card gambling.
Yeah, we know. We know.
I've been very good lately, thank you. Except for Fine-On. Fine-On was expensive, but that's fine. Moving on to AEW. Major, the independent toy company built by fans for fans, announced its new licensing partnership with Fact Rising professional wrestling promotion All Elite Wrestling, I can talk, during StarCast's convention in Arlington this past weekend. Known for its top-of-the-line retro-style collectibles and reverence for wrestling icons. Who wrote this? Major revealed this new collaboration live on the Champion Stage during a special edition of Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. There, the team gave fans a sneak peek into what's coming with AEW, revealing the first AEW star joining the brand's popular Big Rubber Guys action figure line, former AEW's Women's World Champion, Toni Storm. Hold on, I have to look this up.
So it's Zack Ryder's Matt Cardona's company. So, or he works with them.
Whatever. I just want to. Oh, so it's like the old.
The old school figures. Yeah.
Okay, I have one of those sitting up in my office. I can't see it right now. I can kind of see it. Okay, all right, cool. There you go. And AEW All In London will take place on August 30th of 2026 in Wembley. So tickets should be on sale soon.
I mean, it's a whole other year plus away. I don't think they're going to be on sale soon.
Ish. Probably maybe end of the year.
Maybe when they go overseas for Forbidden Door, they'll probably be on sale. Like, the pre-orders will be on sale.
Maybe.
But yeah, we all knew they were going back to London, so now we know.
Now we know. TNA Wrestling Today announced a partnership with A-Game Beverages, Inc., the ultimate hydration drink, to become the official hydration partner of TNA Wrestling, following an agreement signed on July 17, 2025. Developed to provide essential hydration for athletes and a general populace, A-Game was founded by Johnny Damon, a two-time All-Star and two-time World Series champion. Damon is the chairman of A-Game, a hydration drink to support active lifestyles at every level. The A-Game partnership kicks off around TNA Wrestling's Slammiversary, the company's showcase event of the year, held on Sunday, July 20th at the UBS Arena in New York, the hockey home of NHL's New York Islanders. God, that was a lot.
A-Game will furnish bottles of its hydration drink for all TNA stars at Slammiversary and at all future live events. Damon is confirmed to appear at Slammiversary, and executives are finalizing Damon's additional involvement at Slammiversary as he is a longtime pro wrestling fan and he has appeared at and participated in past pro wrestling shows. So this is like Prime, basically. This is like the Prime sponsorship.
Yes, but for TNA. That's good for them.
TNA.
They need them.
You know what? Money is money for them, and I wholly approve. I'm not going to judge them in the slightest. Like, this is a fantastic step forward for them, so I really can't complain at all. Plus, it's just interesting because there's going to be WWE talent at Slammiversary.
What type of talent is going to be at Slammiversary? Do you know?
Gee, I think the NXT Women's Champion is going to be there.
Yeah, but you don't know about the other one.
I don't know about the other one.
So there's been a tease by the president of TNA Wrestling that this... When's Slammiversary? This Sunday?
July 20th.
This Sunday. This Sunday, Slammiversary 2025 will be, as they say, phenomenal.
I mean, it's about time they got him back in there. Is he in TNA's Hall of Fame?
Not yet.
I mean, do it.
I would assume that's what's going to happen.
Probably. It makes sense too. Especially with the crossover and the partnership and everything. You send AJ over and you have AJ. You could probably send Abyss over too.
So I tweeted.
That's like a surprise.
You probably could. But I think he's done. I tweeted this 5 hours ago. Sources have confirmed. TNA will announce that AJ Styles will be inducted into TNA Hall of Fame this year when AJ Styles makes an appearance at Slammiversary. No actual sources are involved with the story. But
so it's all the speculation.
That's just me speculating. But anyway, since he's here, we can blame him.
Oh, yes. Since he's here, we can blame him. Wait, is he still here? Brent, are you still here? He's still here. Okay, great. Let's do the Blame Brents.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulder snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Brent, you had a week, my guy. You had a week. Two super high profile injuries. So we're going to start off with Charles Robinson. He injured a rib.
# blame Brent.
From the spear from the very grateful Bill Goldberg. Very grateful for his opportunities. So grateful.
Super grateful. Feel better soon, Charles. You absolute legend. I hope everything's going well. This next one is terribly, terribly sad. Adam Cole is out potentially forever due to a concussion.
# blame Brent.
Yeah, this one just sucks. We talked about it on Saturday during the All-In show. He got injured a week ago, and they came to the conclusion that he wasn't feeling good and that he should stop wrestling for now. Whether he comes back or not, that's to be determined. It all depends how the brain heals, and the brain heals in weird ways, so you never know.
I still hate it for him. Like, I still genuinely hate it for him. I hope it heals in a way where he's going to be okay. I'm not even necessarily concerned about wrestling. Like, if he can come back and he can wrestle again, that's great. But I just hope it heals to the point where he will be okay in everyday life, because brain injuries can be and are dangerous things. And you want everybody to be okay coming out of that.
Yeah.
So hopefully he is okay. Hopefully he heals fine. And everything works out for him, because that just absolutely sucks. And I hate that for him. Like, it was so sad to watch. It's like, oh, Adam, you poor thing. You don't deserve this.
Yeah, it sucks.
So feel better, Adam. We love you. We'll see you on Twitch. And last but not least, Seth Rollins with a knee injury.
# blame Brent.
According to Mr. Rollins, he's gotten looked at. There's a lot of swelling in the knee. They did an MRI, but they're waiting for the swelling to go down before they kind of figure out what's wrong with it. And he believes he's going to be out for an extended period of time, whatever that is. Could be 2 months, could be 6 months, who knows? Depending on what is torn and what's not torn in his knee.
And this supposedly happened on Saturday.
Yeah, that's where it happened. There's people claiming it's a cover-up, but the angle, you're building him up as a top heel act, and then trying to cover it up with a weak angle for an injury. Like, if you really wanted to do an injury angle, you just have LA Knight beat the crap out of him backstage and send him home. That's how you cover for it. You do whatever the match is. They brawl somewhere and he gets left laying, and that's how he's injured.
Yeah.
You don't do a lame Oh, I landed it wrong. We're covering it up, Angle.
Yeah, like you could tell Saturday something was very much wrong because they immediately sent that home.
Yeah.
And I think, and like at least in terms of knee injuries, they're usually pretty good about stopping people from working if they're very, very badly hurt, which if Seth is implying he's badly hurt, they're not going to let him get in the ring because that will cause further damage. And he potentially may not be able to come back if that's the case. If they catch it, then they're going to stop him pretty much right away. They're not going to let him pull a Cody and be like, yeah, okay, we're going to let you wrestle hurt because, well, you're not going to hurt yourself any further. And you want to do this. No, it's no, you can't walk. We can't let you work if you can't walk.
Yeah, her to make it look real, so when it comes back, it's legit shock. Yeah, and they'll spoil it beforehand. But two, there are other ways to make it look real that he's out and not make a weak little angle. That again, it was a weak angle. That if they really wanted to make something out of it, you have him attacked because there's every right for him to be attacked because his group's been attacking LA Knight from the beginning. You do an angle where he actually takes him out. You do an actual injury angle.
Yeah.
So if it's a 2 week thing and he comes back, great. If it's 6 months, it sucks, but at least he'll try to be back for WrestleMania. That's his goal.
Yeah. Like if he's even saying that it's to the point that he's not going to be on TV, it's bad. Because it's one thing if it's like 2 weeks and then he can show up like on crutches or whatever and walk around and then pull the whole, aha, I'm not really hurt thing anymore and kind of milk it and do whatever. But the fact that he's pretty much implying that he's not even going to be around for TV, that's serious. That could potentially be surgery and not have him be the guest host on the national program. Well, he tried really hard. It was one time.
Twice. He's done it the last 2 days.
Is he doing it tomorrow?
I don't know.
Well, he'll do his time and then he'll be done and maybe he'll never do it again. But at least he tried. At least he did the thing. So we can't complain about that.
All right, let's go to break.
Yeah, so when we come back, we're going to be talking all about Evolution, which was this past Sunday, live on the Peacocks. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Every Sunday night, the Evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheet. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio news desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code RockSock in the Fortnite item shop? That's RockSock in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Hi, I'm Barbie Blank, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
This is my brutality!
In your dreams, I eat, sleep, bleed.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you have an Epic Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are back to talk all about WWE Evolution, which was this past Sunday, live on the Peacocks or the Netflixes, depending on where you live. And this was the all women's pay-per-view, because there was so much goddamn wrestling this weekend.
There was.
Oh my God.
And before we get into that, TNA teased AJ Styles at the end of Impact. So
he's back.
He's going to be on the show on Sunday. So there you go. Anyway.
Yay. The prodigal son returns home.
Yeah. This was a loud crowd. They were very loud. They were very vocal. Stephanie McMahon was co-hosting with Joe Tessitore, which was fun. Mm-hmm. This was a really good show with two match of the year candidates.
Yeah. I would say that we had two match of the year candidates. I would say we had a lot of people show up and show out, like they saw their opportunity and they took it, and kind of sort of made a little name for themselves coming out of this.
Yeah.
Which is good, because that's what you want, because you don't get an all-women's pay-per-view from WWE very often. In fact, I think this is the 10-year anniversary of the first one.
No.
Which... No.
7 years since the first one. It's been 10 years since they think they were called up. Yeah.
I knew there was a 10 in there somewhere. But yeah, like 7 years ago was the last one, which still feels like a long time to go in between. So yeah, when you're putting this many women on the card, they're like, we're going to show what we got, because how often do you get an opportunity like this? Very. But they opened the show absolutely hot. They opened with Becky and Bayley and Lyra all vying for the Women's Intercontinental Championship. This was so good. This was so, so good. I mean, we knew it was going to be.
Yeah.
There's no question on it. But oh my God, just the chemistry in this match. Not even the moves. Not even the wrestling. Just the chemistry was good. God, it was so good.
This was an awesome match. It really was. It was it set the table for what the night was. You opened the show really hot. You closed the show really hot. But yeah, these three women had a point to prove.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could tell. They were like, Becky had something to prove. Bayley, for sure, had something to prove. And along the way, they're making Lyra. And that's, I think that was kind of the point of this. This whole thing is they're making Lyra with Becky and Bayley. And the amount of close tier falls, it felt like anyone's match.
Yeah. There were a couple points in this where you really weren't sure who was going to win. And I like how they did that.
Yeah.
Because you never want it to be like super one-sided. Like, you never want it, like, Becky won, just in case anybody's curious. But like, you never want Becky to walk in and it be a definitive that Becky's going to win. Like, when we were talking about this last week, it's, well, you could put it on Bayley. You could do it. You could give it back to Lyra. there'd be no problem there. But they ultimately did keep it on Becky, but Bayley and Lyra both made a strong case to have it. And they put a lot of stuff in doubt.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, the roll up at the end that Becky did, like the timing on it had to be perfect, and it was. Like, because if you think back, it's kind of how they tried to do the WrestleMania finish with with Ronda. And how it was a little off because Ronda's shoulder wasn't down. Becky was able to get Lyra down clean and get the win. Yeah, I really liked how it was done. Like, they flat out stole, opened the show really hot and pretty much said to everyone else, try to follow this. There was only one match that did, and that was the main event, but...
I don't know. I think the women's tag came close.
No. Women's tag was good, but this was awesome. Like, the opener and close were awesome. Like, those are on different levels.
Okay, fair. I'll give you that. But yeah, this was... They could have sent everybody home happy after this. Like, this was so, so good. And I feel bad for the next group that has to follow. They tried, but this was good. We're going to talk about JC Jane with Fallon Henley and Jasmine Ninx taking on Jordynne Grace with Blake Monroe. This was good, but you could see the difference between, like, Becky, Bayley, and Lyra versus this group. And that's not a bad thing. The initial trio are just on a completely different level. And I think for me, it was more on JC than it was anybody else.
And
it's
not anyone's fault. It was just what they're given. The opener was given work a main event style. They were told to work a upper mid card style, and you could just tell it was the difference of the match.
Yeah, but it was still good.
Yeah, I thought
it was still entertaining.
I thought JC worked really, really hard. I thought Jordynne was good, and the moment they did ran the angle backstage where Jordynne asked Blake to, you know, be in her corner, it was like they're doing the turn. I was going to message Brent saying, I had changed my pick, but like, nah, we'll stick with it. But yeah, so what happened? The finish was Blake Monroe as Jordynne Grace was whipped into the ropes, accidentally
held up the title and hit her with it.
Hit her in the back with the championship, but
which
allowed
JC Jane to pick up the victory and retain her title. And she's going to Slammiversary.
She is going to Slammiversary to challenge for the TNA Knockouts Championship. But I think,
and that was,
I think part of it.
That was.
I don't think Jordynne wants to go back to TNA.
No, absolutely not. I think with the way that they did the ending, because she got screwed, I think it's okay, because you can still have Jordynne come back and challenge, but she's probably gonna go face Blake for a while. But yeah, you're not gonna put the title on Jordynne and then have her go into a like winner take all situation, because that's what the TNA situation is. Yeah. It's winner take all, so whoever wins gets both titles. You're not gonna put the title on Jordynne Grace and then have her go to TNA to potentially lose it, even though I don't think that's what's gonna happen. I'm pretty sure Jason's walking out with the TNA women's title, but
I don't know.
Stranger stuff has happened.
I mean, Trick has the TNA world title. It wouldn't be surprising if a TNA person has the NXT championship. It would only be right.
I mean, that's very true. I agree with that completely. We'll see if they actually do it, though. But yeah, this was good. It was entertaining. It was not on the level of the first match, but it was very entertaining. Up next, we have the women's tag, which is a fatal four-way. We have the Judgment Day, Raquel and Roxanne, your champions, defending against Charlotte and Alexa, Solruka and Zarya, and the Kabuki Warriors. The crowd was into this one. Like, super into this one.
Props to Alexa Bliss.
Yes.
She's getting Charlotte Flair cheered.
She's doing God's work. She's getting Charlotte over as a baby face. Like, it was to the point that even the announcers were like, damn. Yeah, but yeah,
I enjoyed this match.
This was good. I liked the chemistry of everybody involved. I liked the chemistry of Charlotte and Alexa. They're gelling really, really well. It was nice to see Asuka and Kari back together. I think Raquel and Roxanne are starting to fit a little bit better together. I think you can tell that there's a difference in Raquel's character, especially here. Like, you can tell she's having a little bit more agency because she's not necessarily the heavy to Roxanne. They're very much more partners in this sense, at least for right now. So you're seeing that dynamic shift a little bit as they're getting to know each other. And then Zoruka and Zarya are a very good pairing as well. Like, this was a highly competitive, really well thought out, really well executed match. which, given the names involved, you wouldn't expect anything less.
What is it? The Soul Snatcher or whatever her finish is called? That was awesome.
That was fantastic.
Like, all the women did great. Like, I want to see more out of the Charlotte Alexa team, and I think we're going to get it. Yeah, this was a really good tag match. We're going to say it a lot. This was a really good show from top to bottom. But yeah, the girls took their moment. They shined. Throwing Alexa over the top rope on everyone by Roxanne was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought this match worked really, really well.
So, no complaints. No notes. No complaints. I thought this was really well done. And now we move on to just, this was a good match to me. I swear to God, Trish Stratus does not fucking age. I want whatever she's having. Because, oh my God, she looked absolutely phenomenal. We're going to talk about Trish versus Tiffy for the Women's Championship. Just, oh my God, she looked fantastic. Like, she hasn't lost a step.
No, she hasn't. At all. They put her in good spots to succeed in this one. Her and Tiffany had really good chemistry.
Yeah, they worked very well together. Like, they weren't doing anything insane. They weren't doing anything high risk or stupid or anything like that, but Tiffy made sure Trish looks absolutely fantastic, and Trish returned the favor tenfold. And I liked how they brought up how Trish was Tiffy's mentor, and how, like, she kind of got her through her first WrestleMania season, and now here they are, they're fighting for the title. And then they mentioned that the last time Trish had the title was 2006, where she gave it up, and this is her first challenge in, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
And honestly, they probably could have put it on Trish, and we all would have been fine with it. Like, let's be real. They're not gonna, but they could have, and it would be like, okay.
It would have been fine if they did for a week, for a month. Yeah, it would have been fun.
Yeah, it would have been good. Like, just to break things up, and then, you know, have Tiffy come back, and she's like, no, that's mine.
But that's Tiffany, mine.
I'll have it back.
There were moments at the end where Trish almost had it. Like, they had some, like, yeah, falls at the end. But then Tiffany hitting the chick kick and then the prettiest moonsault or whatever, where she squashed Trish's face.
Yeah.
For the win. It was good. I liked this match.
For what it was really good. Like, it wasn't a barn burner by any stretch of the imagination, but it was very entertaining, and it was a lovely showing for both ladies. It did what it needed to do, which is get Tiffany on TV and just get her further over and have a nice moment for Trish.
Yes.
God damn, she does not age.
Yes, the prettiest moonsault ever. Go ahead.
I mean, Mr. Tiffany Stratton here, he would know. Mr. Tiffy time. But moving on, now we're going to talk about the most expensive match of the night. Jade Cargill took on Naomi in a no-holds-barred match with Bianca Belair as the special guest referee. I call this the most expensive match ever, or at least for the night, because they used a camera as a weapon.
They did.
And then they broke the screen underneath the announce desk. Like, the TV that's under the announce desk that has the logo, they broke the screen in it. So, and the Slim Jim table, yes, and they broke the Slim Jim table.
They made money on that.
So this was,
they made money, yeah, with the Slim Jim one. They didn't lose money with that one.
So maybe they balanced the cost of the camera by breaking the Slim Jim table. I have no idea, but yeah, I think my favorite part of that was Jay was, like, super careful with the lens, like the way that she, like, hit Naomi with it, like she was actually kind of gentle with it, and then she just turns around and she chucks the camera in the general direction of the outside of the ring, and, like, you could almost feel it, like every AV person is like, okay, all right, because that's like what, $100,000 right there, something crazy like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And they're just like, here you go, Chucks. But yeah, this to me was a very good showing for Jade. It was a very good showing for Naomi. Bianca played her part exceptionally well in this. Do I think it was a little messy in parts? Yes. But I think it did what it needed to do.
Yeah.
And also, Naomi's gear was fire.
She got beat up.
She did get beat up.
Broke her nose or something in this. Yeah. She took it jaded from the top rope through a table. This was hard hitting in all the best ways possible. They went all out. It was no holds barred, and they rightfully so. It was a good way to close the feud. Bianca was the ref.
Yeah.
Her displeasure of holding, she didn't seem pleased holding up Jade's hand, but she didn't seem pissed off either. It was kind of, oh,
it's like, okay. She's like, it's not what I wanted, but it's what I wanted, so I'll take it. I guess
it's what it is. Here we are.
I mean, Bianca did a good job of, like, kind of playing both sides of this, because like she, like when Jay got thrown into the TV screen, Bianca was checking on her and making sure she was okay.
Yeah.
Right? And was like helping her get back in the ring and stuff. And then at the end, she was like, eh, I wanted this, but I didn't want this crap. So overall, a very good showing for everybody involved. We'll see where this goes from here, especially considering the end of the show, which we'll talk about here in a minute. But now let us talk about the 20-woman Evolution Battle Royale for a world championship match at Clash in Paris. So your participants and also your order of elimination, Tatum Paxley, Izzy Dame, Ivy Nile, Natalia, Maxine Dupree, Candice LeRae, Jada Parker, Kalani Jordan, Julia, B-Fab, Meechan, Zelina Vega, Alba Fire, Lola Vice, Piper Niven, Chelsea Green, Nikki Bella, Nia Jax, and Lash Legend, which means Stephanie Vaquer is your winner.
So did you say Candice LeRae?
I did.
Don't you mean Candice Michelle? Michael no. Cole screwed that up a few times on the thing.
Look. As someone who frequently flubs, I'm going to let Michael Cole have that one.
But they're nothing alike.
He, you know what? There was some ass shaking going on in the ring, so maybe that's what did it to him. I have no idea.
The devil's kiss on the outside on the apron was very nice.
The only thing that was a little weird about that was how excited Wade Barrett was getting over it.
So okay, it's twice. No longer the devil's kiss. It's now the bouncy bouncy.
Like, out of all the things that man could call that, he calls it that, which I'm like, sir, did you borrow my brain for a second? Because that's something I would call it. But yeah, just how excited he got over the bouncy bouncy was like, that's a little cringe. I'm gonna give it to you, but it's a little cringe.
It's not as bad as Booker T, so
I'm not her Booker T, so. But yeah, the devil's kiss on the apron was sick. I'm just going to say this with as much respect as I can muster. Natty, please don't do the worm.
Yeah, that was awful.
Like, I don't know if that was placement, but like, I applaud her for trying it. Like, good on you for doing that. Like, well done you, but please just don't do that again. Thank you. But I liked the dynamic between Chelsea and Nikki.
Yeah, it was good, which led to the match on Monday. Yeah.
And let's see what else. What else happened in this match? I think that's pretty... Oh, wait. I can't forget. And Lash Legend kind of showed up.
She did.
So in a big way in this one.
Kiana James showed up. She did the Kofi spot, crawling back into the ring, like doing the handstand back into the ring. That was clever. Yeah. I thought some of that it was booked really well. It was booked really, really well.
And, you know, like a true gauntlet match, everybody got to participate.
It wasn't a gauntlet, that's why. It's Battle Royal.
But anyway, Stephanie Vaquer will punch her ticket to Paris. She had a nice little interview.
Yeah, Kalani
after
Jordan.
After the match with Stephanie.
Kalani Jordan, that's what I meant.
Where she and Stephanie talked about, you know, what it meant for her to win. And Stephanie asked her in Spanish, which was very touching. And then Stephanie answered her in Spanish and then spoke in English and cut a really nice promo, both Spanish and English. And she's ready for Paris. So we'll see what happens when she gets there. Because she's probably not going to be facing who she thought she was going to be facing. Because in your main event, which was absolutely fantastic and a great way to close the show, we had Io Sky taking on Rhea Ripley for the Women's World Championship. This match, just between the two of them, we're not even going to talk about the ending yet. The match between the two of them was insanity. It was so good. We had Io throwing herself off of things. We had just crowd surfing. We had fantastic wrestling between these two. Like, it was incredibly balanced and incredibly even. You had Io dominant, you had Rhea dominant. You just had a lot of really good back and forth. They were super active the whole time. Like, just, I don't have a lot to complain about in this match at all.
No, you really can't complain about it. It was a phenomenal match, but that was to be expected. They have really good chemistry. They worked really hard.
Yeah, they understood the assignment, and they responded accordingly.
And you knew the story. Rhea had to beat Io. She hasn't beaten her. So it was the attempts over and over again to try and keep her down. And she almost did.
She got really close.
Until someone decided, someone decided to stick their nose in the business.
The caution warning flared, and Miss Naomi decided her time was now, because both Rhea and Io were down, and she comes charging to the ring with a referee, and she cashes in her Money in the Bank, and she makes it a triple threat match, whereupon she gets Rhea out of the ring, she takes out Io, and 1, 2, 3, Naomi is your new women's world champion. She Seth'd it. She pulled a Seth.
She did.
Which, good on them for doing this, because we did talk about her potentially cashing in, and we kind of dismissed it that she wasn't going to do it, because again, she's probably waiting for somebody on SmackDown. So this is a lovely way to get her over to Raw, to get her back with her husband, because you know they're not on the same show. So that's awkward. Even though it's not as awkward as it used to be, but it's still kind of awkward. So, like, this gets them on the same show, which puts them back on the same travel schedule, which is good. And honestly, this is earned. This is deserved. And no, I'm so thrilled that they did this.
They're now on different shows.
I thought she was on Raw.
Jimmy's on SmackDown.
Oh, she's married. That's right. She's married to Jimmy. I don't know why I thought she was married to Jay.
It's 2025, still mixing up the Usos.
I don't know why I thought she was married to Jay. Anyway, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Look, it's been a minute since I watched Total Divas. I can't keep everybody's business straight. I can barely keep my own business straight. Let's see, this might send the signal that Bianca could be turning heel against Jade. I mean, there were other signals, but yeah, probably. This gets Naomi away from that. And this puts her on her own course, and then Bianca and Jade can feud with each other. Like, you don't need Naomi involved in that situation at all, so... It's good that they use this opportunity to put the title on her, move her to a different show where she can shine on a different show, and she can inject some much needed flair into the division over there. Not that it was bad, but it's with losing Liv, you need someone to kind of like balance that out as Roxanne continues to like sort of work her way in. Mm-hmm. And Naomi is a good person to do that. Plus, like I said, it's earned. It's deserved. I'm thrilled that they put the title on her and that they did it in this fashion. Because, yeah, the end of this match was absolute insanity. And you honestly didn't expect her to do it.
Yeah, you didn't, because you thought she would cash in on the other title, but she didn't.
Yeah,
she cashed on this one.
So it's like, good for her, good on you. And yeah, she had a big old celebration afterwards, as she should. And they, you know, everybody was super excited for her. And Io and Rhea walk away, at least until SummerSlam.
Yes, they walk out with it.
They're going to get their next shot.
Yeah. Overall, a great show. I thought all the women did really, really well. And we'll see if they do it again.
I mean, clearly there is a demand for it. Clearly there is a desire for it. So hopefully they will do it again and not wait 7 freaking years to do it.
Yeah.
But this was a really well thought out, well timed, well planned show. And every match on this card can stand on its own. There were some that were very clearly better than others, but they were positioned that way. But every person on this card, every match on this card was very entertaining to watch. The show did not drag at all. It was actually an absolute pleasure to watch this. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I actually liked it better than Saturday Night's Main Event.
Oh, it was a lot better. Saturday Night's Main Event.
Like, I enjoyed this way, way more. Because I think there was just a lot more interesting stuff going on in this.
There was.
You have all the intrigue and the drama and whatnot. And stories is all year. But yes, well done, everybody involved. You should all give yourselves a big pat on the back as we move forward to SummerSlam. But with that, I think that does it for us. What do you think?
We have housekeeping.
That's right. We have housekeeping.
Someone did their homework and sent in housekeeping. Tied for 10th.
We should almost make him...
What?
Say, if we had thought about it, we'd make him come on and do it.
We're good with that. Rob and Wheel of Fun, we're 2-5. April, Lindsay, myself, Subway, Tim and Rob, we're all 3-4. Brent, Casey, and Sarah at 4-3, and Tommy C came in at 6-1.
Go, Tommy C. Well done, you.
So, GG's all. GG's.
And with that, you've got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Indeed. I'll do it for The Rock right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. It's another edition of CB Radio. We're going to try something new this week. See how it goes. It's CB Radio Live. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Check in are all in review now available. Sunday, it's WTR. Sunday, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday, it's the Raw Post Show at 10:30-ish. whenever Raw ends, we'll talk about it on the Raw Post Show. We'll be back next Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern with a discussion. Yes, we're doing a discussion next Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on all Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, where we get podcasts, just search the Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account called Prime Gaming. Support channel by clicking the purple button below the screen. You can use credit code RacketSock or
Vince M. Ward.
In a Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, L-A-N-S-W-R-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/LinsWard. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LinsWard0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilms.youtube.com/mbg1211, and give him a follow, give him a like, and subscribe to him. I'm sure he would greatly appreciate it. And tell him we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next week. Bye. Baby, 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 I'm the criminal of crime, so you can never play me. See, I'm more than a lady, I'm more than a lover, more than an affair. Please try and understand that I'ma stay at the top, cause I don't give a damn. I don't care what y'all say, I'ma keep doing me. WildTalkRadio.com.